with a gun stopped at a suburban Dallas day camp. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Quick response and good training credited for averting a potential tragedy in Duncanville, Texas, Monday, when a man walked into a field house where about 150 school-aged children were attending day camps. After a shot was fired,
upon hearing that gunshot, they did what they were trained to do, the counselors. They moved the kids to a safe area and began locking the doors.
Assistant Police Chief Matthew Stogner says the gunman tried to shoot through a locked classroom door but failed. Police arrived within 2 minutes and countered the gunman in a gymnasium and shot him to death. Who he was and what may have motivated him, not made public yet. No students or staff members were hurt. The House will vote today on a Supreme Court protection bill. Originally passed by the Senate to expand protection for justices and their families, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who co-sponsored the bill, says changes made by the House have made the bill unworkable.
The reason given by our Democratic colleagues in the House is, well, they want to extend further protection to court employees and their families. That could include round-the-clock security details for everyone from clerks to IT staff and their spouses, children, siblings, and parents.
House Speaker Pelosi saying the justices are already protected. More than 100 million Americans are under heat advisories or excessive heat warnings today in the country's midsection.
The most anomalous or most unusual heat is working its way through the central part of the country, central plains, into the upper Mississippi Valley, and eventually including the Ohio Valley and Tennessee valleys as well, and working its way into the southeast.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service, Charlotte, North Carolina, St. Louis, Missouri, among the cities expected to reach triple digits today. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Another public hearing yesterday by the House Select Committee probing last year's incursion at the Capitol building.
California Democratic Rep. Zoe Lofgren saying during opening statements that the January 6th committee will prove former President Trump's 2020 election fraud claims were false, using video testimony of former Attorney General Bill Barr.
My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud.
The J6 committee claims President Trump's actions led to the U.S. Capitol protest and riot, all ahead of Trump's possible 2024 re-election bid, and as a recent NBC News poll shows, an erosion among most Americans who hold the former president responsible for what happened at the U.S. Capitol. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former President Trump issuing a 12-page response calling the committee a kangaroo court meant to distract the American people from high gas prices and high inflation. Wall Street now officially in bear market territory, falling more than 20% from its January high. The Dow plunged 876 points. NASDAQ fell 530. The S&P 500 dropping 151 points. Tomorrow, the Federal Reserve Board is expected to raise interest rates again. Analysts say possibly as much as 0.75%. A Food and Drug Administration panel begins 2 days of hearings today to consider changes in COVID vaccine authorizations.
The U.S. FDA's Vaccine Review Board is meeting today and tomorrow, and much of their discussions will revolve around who can be vaccinated against COVID-19 using Moderna's mRNA vaccine product. Today, they'll discuss its usefulness in children ages 6 to 17, and on Wednesday, they'll discuss children as young as 6 months. Also, there will be a discussion about using Pfizer's vaccine on infants and young children.
Fox's Evan Brown. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.